Chris, your first 2 years in the league were defined by injury. How did those 2 years help you become the player that you are today, the season you had last year, the season you're having so far this year?
One thing I said I was, it's hard to find things that you're fortunate for when you're hurting, you're battling to come back. But, you know, there was so much I could learn even while not being on the practice field. I still had a ton of football to learn. I got to spend a lot of time in the meeting rooms, got to watch a lot of guys go out there and learn from what they've done. And that really helped me out a lot.
You're about to encounter some really good tight ends. Do you watch and have you taken anything from guys like Vernon Davis, Antonio Gates, Rob Gronkowski's game?
Every week I get a cut-up of, a lot of the big plays that the tight ends across the league have made. It doesn't matter if, they were a Pro Bowler before. I get a whole clip, and I watch it every week. That's the first, one of the first things I do in my week is just see what other guys are doing, how they did it. And I think that really helps me a lot. It's kind of a competitive thing. I turn on the tape and I see some good things that guys across the league have done, and I want to be able to do those things for my team. So I definitely am watching other tight ends and learning from them. Probably the only time I talk about it is when you guys ask. It's not something we talk about as an offense. Peyton doesn't talk about it. So we just keep playing football. I can personally say he's approaching a historic record, and it just speaks to the work ethic and the attention to detail he's had his entire career. We won't discuss it as an offense, but, we'll be extremely happy for him when it happens.
You gave him 500. You maybe keep 509, though, huh, for yourself?
No, I won't be the one that keeps 509 if I happen to catch that for him. But I'm sure that, we'll all have fair game for 510 and 511 and so forth.
Julius, in regards to catching touchdowns, is it really so easy?
Contrary to my own statements, it's not very easy. A lot of things got to go right. First you got to find a way to make a play to help out your team. A lot of work goes into it. A lot of effort throughout the year, and a lot of guys just really getting after and busting their butt to go make plays on the field. Sometimes you get a little confident in games and you start to thinking it's easy. And then you get out there to practice on Wednesday, and Raheem and TJ and Vaughn are doing their best to keep you from catching a stick route. So it's definitely not easy all the time.
So are you done screaming that, or will that continue to be your thing?
I can't really tell you what I'm going to scream when I'm out there on the field. That's a different guy. He gets a little excited out there. Hopefully the mics won't be turned up as high. And you can just scream whatever you want like you've been doing since you were a kid, and not have to go home and hear about it.
Does that other guy have a name, or is it just a different type of person?
No, I'm just excited. Like I said, I worked diligently all year to be able to go out there and make big plays for my team, and I have been known to have a little excitement and create some trash talk every once in a while, but it's all fun. It's in the spirit of the game.